This is St. Louis Public Radio. Some St. Louis municipalities recently changed where they send their recycling. That's because China stopped accepting paper and plastic from the U.S., and that led to a major processing company, Resource Management, to shut down its business in St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports that heavy contamination in recycling puts a huge burden on those who process and purchase the recovered materials.
Resource Management used to process recycling from Kirkwood, Brentwood, and several other St. Louis area municipalities, but it closed its doors in early November, and now those materials are going elsewhere. For example, the city of O'Fallon decided to take plastics, glass, and cans to a recycling plant in St. Peter's. But paper and cardboard have to be dropped off at the city's environmental services building. The changes are happening because there's too much food waste and junk in single-stream recycling. Ian Ashcraft educates the public about recycling for St. Louis County. He puts it this way.
What we'd like to say is, if I'm done with a napkin or a Kleenex, would you want it? And normally the response is a resounding, no, ew, that's gross. And so then we can say, well, yeah, that's what the recyclers think too.
Being able to throw everything in one bin is convenient for residents, but the contamination causes big problems for recycling processors, like Republic Services, and places that used to take most of our recycled materials, like China. And if you visit a processing plant, it's clear how contamination, in the form of dirty materials or things that shouldn't go in the bin, make recycling difficult. The Republic Services plant in Hazelwood takes in more than 300 tons of recyclables a day.
This is where it all begins, all right? This is our tip floor. This is where the trucks come in and dump.
This is Brent Batliner. He's the general manager for Republic Services recycling plants in St. Louis. There are giant heaps of paper, cans, plastic containers, and glass on the floor. They're divided by a wall in the middle to separate residential and commercial streams. Nearly a quarter of what comes into Republic Services St. Louis recycling plant isn't recovered. Things like garden hoses and plastic children's toys that are not supposed to be here are scattered around the floor. But the biggest problem are plastic bags. They're all over the floors, draped around ramps.
We have to pull it all out here in this first room. If we don't, it ends up wrapped around our equipment.
The room that Batliner is pointing to is the pre-sort room, where the workers try to get rid of materials that might cause damage to the rest of the facility.
I normally don't take people through this because it's kind of a dangerous room, but
okay.
Feel safe?
Yeah.
Come on.
Materials are rapidly entering a small, noisy room through a conveyor belt. The workers quickly try to pull off a piece of wood and a large sheet of plastic. It's crucial that they try to do this so that these materials don't damage equipment at the rest of the plant. Batliner says the facility loses about an hour of production a day.
A lot of times a piece of wood will bridge and the material will build up on it. We got to get in and remove that. So I would say the majority of our downtime is caused by contamination issues.
Republic Services began serving some of Resource Management's former customers in early November. Batliner added another shift at the plant in South St. Louis County to keep up with the increased loads. Costs have also gone up because about 40% of what the plants receive is a type of paper that includes junk mail and newspaper that used to go to China, but now it's redirected to other parts of the world.
It's the worst our industry's ever been. I have never had to charge what I'm charging right now for single stream to be dumped on my tip floor. But we don't want to abandon the program because, once again, it is just a blip in time. It is going to improve.
Gene Ponzi, a recycling advocate in St. Louis, says what's happening globally with recycling presents an opportunity to educate people about recycling responsibly.
Our process of wishing and hoping that someone will deal with that stuff if we put it in the bin, it's just not true. It's not functional. That's not what recycling as a system is designed to do.
Ponzi says there are a few simple rules people can follow to improve recycling for everyone. Make sure what you're disposing is clean and dry, and when in doubt, just throw it out. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.